What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The Rent Restriction Act outlines the roles and obligations of tenants and landlords in the rental sector. A review committee is being established to examine the Rent Restriction Act and address a number of issues arising from outdated provisions. We'll tell you more about the proposed amendments in today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. The Rent and Restriction Act, enacted in 1944, has been amended 11 times. The latest amendment took place 32 years ago in 1983.
The current Act made provisions, among other things, for the exemption of any class of premises by the minister, the establishment of boards, the determination of standard rent, maximum permissible rent, the manner in which increases in rent may be allowed or restricted, and the manner in which tenancy is terminated.
It also sets out covenants for both landlords and tenants. The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing says in its present state, the Act is outdated and does not adequately address the problems currently being faced by landlords and tenants.
The primary justification of the review, therefore, is the need to reconcile the interests of landlords and tenants, thus ensuring that neither party is being disenfranchised.
Director of Housing Policy, Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Paula Parks. The legislation applies to the following.
All building land, unless such land is leased for a term of 25 years or more, to dwelling houses, except those that are let for boarding and those let for housing pursuant to the provision of the Housing Act or declared exempt by the minister. And there are also certain categories of public and commercial buildings, as well as some agricultural lands that are also exempt.
The Rent Assessment Board is a quasi-judicial body established to settle disagreements between landlords and tenants. Hearings are conducted twice per month through the Rent Services Unit in the Ministry. Some of the issues that have come before the board include illegal increases, that is, increases above 7.5%, and the treatment of security deposits, which does not fall under the purview of the current legislation.
The majority of complaints from persons are the recovery of security deposits, increases above 7.5%, as well as the lengthy process in relation to the recovery of possession. The recovery of possession does not currently fall within the jurisdiction of the Act, so this is another matter that we'll be looking at in the review.
Ms. Parks explains what is meant by recovery of possession.
Recovery of possession is when a landlord petitions the court to give them an order to recover their property. That is, if the notice to quit is not adhered to by the tenant.
The review is also expected to address the issue of recovery of possession to assist in speedier resolutions.
Recovery of possession does not fall within the ambit of the Act. So if landlord and tenants have that disagreement, then we would have to send them to the courts to have it resolved because it is under common law. The process can be lengthy for varying reasons. So since we have a board that is already set up to deal with hearings and thereby reduce the burden on the courts, we're basically going to discuss and see whether or not recovery of possession should fall under the board to lessen the burden on the courts and hopefully deal with some of the lengthiness of the process.
Ms. Parks says assessment of premises to determine the standard rent value is another area up for review.
Currently, the premises are assessed for using a base date, which is outdated. If the current base date is used to assess rentals, it may come out to be much lower than market value.
The base date is August 31, 1980. The Housing Policy Director is encouraging the public to participate in the consultation meetings to be held as part of the review process. The dates for these meetings will be announced. We've come to the end of this week's program. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, inviting you to join us again, same time, on this station, for another edition of You and the Law. Take care.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference. Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.